Do you see how he soothes them so they're not overly upset on hearing, "Who is this person?" or "Who is that?" Both are unkind, saying both, "Who is this person? Who is the other?" and stating that neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything. So, how does he soften these expressions? First, by associating the disdain with himself, "Who is Paul and who is Apollos?" and next, by attributing it all to God who provides all. For after he said, "Such a person planted," and added, "He who plants is nothing," he went on, "but God who gives the growth." He doesn't stop there yet, but again puts another comforting phrase in the words,